Tether launches. QVAC, a decentralized local AI inspired by Asimov. Tether has launched QVAC, a decentralized local artificial intelligence runtime that the stablecoin issuer is positioning as its second reserve asset after the US dollar. The project, announced through Tether's communications channels on May 11, 2026, opens with a phrase borrowed from Isaac Asimov's Foundation series and frames the company's AI ambitions as a direct response to centralized model providers. The launch lands during a quiet market session. As of May 11, 2026, BTC is trading near 80,916, 0.2% on 24 hours. ETH is around 2,336, 0.4%, and the CMC Fear and Greed Index sits at 50, neutral. Tether's announcement is the strongest crypto-native signal of the morning. The QVAC pitch in one paragraph, QVAC, according to Tether's framing, is a runtime built so language and reasoning models execute on the user's own hardware rather than on a hosted cloud endpoint. The company describes the architecture as decentralized and local first, with no single operator that can observe inputs or revoke access. Tether has paired the technical positioning with a literary one, citing Asimov's fictional discipline of psychohistory, which in Foundation predicts the behavior of large populations using statistical mechanics. The reference signals scale ambition more than it explains the code base. A stablecoin issuer's case for shipping AI, the company processes value transfer for a customer base that crosses borders, regulators, and device classes. Pushing inference to the edge reduces dependence on a small set of US-based model providers, the same providers whose enterprise terms restrict regulated financial use. A local runtime that a remittance app, a custody tool, or a payment widget can call without sending user data over the wire is a defensible piece of infrastructure for a stablecoin operator. Calling it a reserve asset is rhetorical positioning rather than accounting. USDT's actual reserves remain treasury bills, cash equivalents, and the rest of the disclosed mix. QVAC is a product, not a balance sheet line. The framing tells you how seriously Tether wants the market to take the AI bet, not how the auditor will treat it. Open questions the announcement does not settle. The release does not disclose model weights, parameter counts, licensing terms, or hardware floor. It is unclear which base models QVAC ships with, whether the runtime supports user-supplied weights, and how updates propagate if there is no central operator. The Asimov reference is evocative but does not explain the protocol layer. For crypto payment infrastructure specifically, an on-device AI that can classify transactions, flag fraud, or generate compliance summaries without leaking inputs is a real product. Whether QVAC delivers any of those use cases out of the box or only ships the runtime and waits for third parties to build on top is the difference between a credible launch and a press release with literary footnotes. Read across to crypto card and wallet stacks, card issuers that custody balances at exchanges and route through traditional networks already feed transaction data into cloud-hosted risk and personalization stacks. A local AI runtime, if it works as described, gives self-custody-focused issuers a way to add categorization, dispute drafting, or budget agents without sending spend data to a third party. None of the major stablecoin spending products have shipped that integration yet. Tether's distribution through USDT native wallets is the most plausible first venue. The bigger market read is that the second largest stablecoin issuer is treating AI infrastructure as core to its franchise, not as a side project. That is a more consequential signal than the specific QVAC launch details.